Well, I'm with Jimmy Wales, who's a legend in his own Wikipedia, and has just recently started a not-for-profit, a profit-seeking Wikia, which is going to all sorts of areas that the Wikipedia doesn't. What I'm particularly interested in now at the moment is search.
Mm-hmm.
Is it delivering what it should be at the moment?
I think what is going on right now in search is that we've hit a bit of a plateau on the quality of search. Which is some interesting implications. So I think if you compare the quality of the search results from Google, Yahoo, the new Bing, if you compare in English, they're very, very similar. It's really hard to find much of a difference between the three, which means that search has become something of a commodity product, which may have some implications for Microsoft and their hopes for growing Bing. I think they have a real shot at it. And it may have some threats for Google.
Sometimes, you say on Google, on the right-hand side, you've got these paid-for ads.
Mm-hmm.
At the top left, you've got the overspill paid-for ads, which you can't tell. It's supposed to be yellow, but you can hardly tell it. And then often underneath, they're paid-for in the sense that they're search engine optimized by search engine optimizers. Mm-hmm. And you kind of... How do you get around that?
Well, I mean, I think that the, you know, the paid ads, I think Google does a reasonable job of distinguishing them. I think that the search results, I don't think that the impact of search engine optimizers is a lot less than people realize. Most of the best advice, the most functional advice for search engine optimization is to make a site that doesn't suck, you know? And that's one of the first things that any good search engine optimization consultant will do is go through the site and say, you know, the reason Google's not finding you is that no one can understand your site and you really need to clarify and have the right keywords and things like that, which is not a harmful practice. In other words, if I have a page on the internet and it doesn't have clear keywords, well, it's not harmful to put correct, clear keywords, and that helps Google find it. And I think the number of people who are able to game the system is fairly small. I mean, obviously, it keeps Google very busy, of course.
How many of your visits to Wikipedia come from search engines, and how many come straight from Wiki?
So from search engines altogether, I think it's about 80%.
80%.
And I think, about 70% is from Google. So a huge amount of traffic.
And the Wikipedia itself has like the smallest search engine box in the... Yeah. Why is that?
It's mostly historical reasons, and I'm actually not sure it was the right choice. And I think in a future redesign, we may change that. But we're very slow moving and conservative, so which is perhaps a little ironic. But in the early days, the site was mostly being used by editors. And then additionally, from very early on, our internal search was quite bad. I always found it to be adequate, so I never worried about it too much. But most people find that if you type in our search engine, it's really not as effective as going to Google and then coming back to Wikipedia to search for something. And so because of that, we never put a lot of focus on it. I think in part, we're not a commercial venture, so we're not trying to drive people to search, which monetizes very well. We've never really emphasized it very much. I actually feel it's probably a little bit baffling to newcomers when they come to Wikipedia and they're reading an article and they say, I want to read something else. And they think they have to go all the way back to Google. They don't realize they can go to our search box.
I'm sort of amazed the number of new search engine companies are springing up despite the dominance of them. Mm-hmm. Now, what's that telling us about what the search engines aren't finding?
Well, I think it's not... So in part, I think it's telling us something about that. But also, I think in part, it's that people are recognizing that a Google level of quality of search is achievable for much cheaper than it was in the past. And so people are thinking, gee, if I can match the quality of Google, then we can compete on brand, we can compete on some other feature, and people can switch to us and not give up the quality of Google.
And presumably very personalized search as well.
Exactly. And so people, there's a lot of different things going on in there. I think a lot of them will fail because I think a lot of them don't really offer anything particularly distinctive.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of hard to get traction if customers aren't excited about what you're doing.
Okay, finally, will Google still be number one in 10?